Dear Diary, I am spending far too much time looking at myself in the mirror. And I wish it could be because I'm vain, but it's far from that. I've been trying to figure out what happened and why it happened. And maybe it's because my cheeks are puffy, or maybe it's because my bangs won't lay down and it's standing straight on the top of my head, just like when my mom tells me I need to go and comb it. Maybe it's because my front tooth is too big. But why would Malcolm do that? I should be like a sister to him. Oh my goodness, did he do that to his sister too? Or maybe he just hates me. Or did somebody tell him to do that to me? And how come nobody came to my room to check on me? I know they heard me crying. And they should have heard me crying. And now my tears are really starting to flow. And I'm staring at myself long enough in this bathroom mirror for someone to come and knock on the door and ask what's taking me so long to get out of that bathroom. Then I have to wipe my face, walk out of this bathroom, pull it together, and act like I'm some sort of normal person. But I am going to pull this together because today is the first day of school for me. And yeah, I know I'm starting a little bit later than everybody else. My mom and dad originally said I didn't have to go to kindergarten, but because my mom needs a little me time before the stork drops off my new brother or sister, that means I get to go to school. But I'm happy because I get to make new friends and I get to walk home with my brother after school. And for my first day, I got to pick out my favorite Granima outfit. You know the one with the burgundy pants and the burgundy and yellow striped blouse. And I got to wear my brand new pair of brown Mary Janes, compliments of my Aunt Franny. Fashionista what? Right over here. And to top it all off, my mom candy curled my hair last night because today is one special occasion. I ended up in Ms. Rodman's class. And by the time the school secretary walked me to Ms. Rodman's class, school had already started. And I took a quick look around when I got in the classroom, but I didn't see my next door neighbor and friend Lindsay. And I didn't see anybody else that I recognized, except for that damn boy named Dan. He lived on the other side of the street, and he was always a jerk. Lindsay and I obviously never played with him. Miss Rodman introduced me to the class, and then she told me I could have a seat in the back near the bookcase at the table with the two other girls. And when I walked past Dan, the jerk, he made monkey noises. And yeah, I heard him laughing and everybody else at that table. By the time I got to my chair, the girl that was sitting on the same side of the table as me, she tried to move over as far away from me as she could. Whatever. And as I sat down, I looked at the other girl on the other side of the table, and she looked at me, and she stared. During recess, it was raining, so we had to play inside. How odd is it that it rains in California on a September morning? You know this doesn't happen. You know the song. Anyway, I grabbed the checkerboard and Dan grabbed the other one. And since some of the kids were busy standing around watching Dan and Mark play checkers, I made the announcement. I have checkers over here for whoever wants to play. They probably didn't hear me. So I walked over and invited each one of them to play checkers with me, but no one followed me back to the table. And I don't know if you've ever tried it, but playing checkers by yourself is kind of difficult. But I'm pretty creative and I'm influential, at least in my own world. And someone was bound to be intrigued with my new version of solo checkers. Okay, I admitted that probably wasn't the best idea, and it certainly didn't earn me any popularity points with my new classmates. So I put the doggone checkerboard back on the shelf, and I went to my backpack and grabbed my favorite book. And Miss Rodman passed by and asked if I wanted to play with the other kids. What are you, hard of hearing? You didn't just hear me make that announcement to everyone? I just shook my head and went right back to reading. A few seconds later, Miss Rodman passed by me again, and she placed the book next to me, and she said, "You'll probably like this book a little better. You have a lot of pictures to look at until you learn how to read." I already read that book a long time ago. I didn't like it. Of course you did. Did you know that if you kept kindergartners bottled up in a classroom too long, their teacher would go crazy? And since the rain stopped, we were able to go outside and play on the blacktop. Tricycles? Okay, I'm starting to think this whole kindergarten thing is not what it's cracked up to be, but I'll go ahead and make the best of it. And who knew after such a short period of rain that a tricycle seat would still be so wet? Yep, you guessed it. Your girl Avis sat on the wet tricycle seat, but who cares? It was just water. But to Dan, the jerk, it was an opportunity to rant.
Hey, look, everybody, it's a with a wet ass.
This whole kindergarten thing is not what I thought it was going to be. I will be so happy when this day is over. Later on that week, my dad came back from his business trip. And my dad always seemed to have such a vested interest in asking me all that went on in my life while he was on his business trips. He would ask questions, and I would have answers, and more answers, and more answers. And at some point, my brother Jeremy would ask me to give my lips a break. Jealous much? I admit it. I should have had a lot more to talk about after completing my first week of school. When my dad asked me about my new teacher and all the new friends that I made, I didn't really have much to say. I talked about Dan making the monkey noise when I walked past and not having any friends to play with, and that.
Hey, look, everybody, it's a with a wet ass.
Comment Dan made. And I don't know, maybe at 5, I expected my dad to have a positive spin about my week of school. But in actuality, what I got was a tongue lashing from my mom because this is the first time she was hearing any of this. In hindsight, I get it. In my mom's mind, I had waited much too long to tell about what happened at school this past week. Oops, I get it. Lesson learned. This late conversation had me on the verge of tears and close to being in trouble. And no one would have to worry about me saying anything else too late. If there was a bigger lesson to be learned, I knew that I better not mention what happened with Malcolm. So come tomorrow morning, I'll be that same 5-year-old staring into the bathroom mirror, crying again.